most of all, I longed for death. I invited it. A release from the pain of living.
Oh, Louis.
Is open to it.
Still whining, Louis.
Have you heard enough?
But it was
I've had to listen to that for centuries. Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you the choice I never had.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 66, here with some of Sonic Graffiti here today, and a special guest. We got Tyler from Archaic Interest and Dane from Sonic Graffiti. What's up, boys?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going. It's spooky as hell. It's getting to be Halloween time.
It's really spooky.
So I played the interview with the vampire clip, and I just got just see the guys out of the corner of their eyes looking at each other, and I felt kind of like a weirdo. You guys got Halloween costumes picked out?
I'm gonna be Drew for Halloween.
Drew is your brother.
That's sweet.
Twin brother, I guess we should.
I gotta steal some of his clothes before then, but it's not gonna be hard.
And he's in the band. He was supposed to be here, but couldn't make it tonight.
Yeah,
you gotta get the eye. Though. You know,
talk a little more. Great.
So, what about you, Tyler? Halloween idea?
I was thinking about being Charlene.
I don't know. Hey, what is that exactly? I have no idea.
I'll take a Benson and Edges.
Is it just a homeless fella that comes by and hangs out with you guys, or what?
No. It was kind of a joke with
sounds like an old woman who's been smoking for a
Virginia
long time.
Virginia Slims, yeah. Benson Hedges, sometimes True.
Yeah.
They have a special filter on them.
Oh, I thought those were the cigars.
None of these are like cigarellos, but, or like, you know,
going to church, drink Steel Reserve.
Yeah, she doesn't go to church. Yeah. She has. She might have as a child, but certainly not in her adult life. And she has a whole husband who is also a
He's just so
beast.
Absent.
He's not there.
This is horrific.
Isn't it?
I feel so bad. I can't tell if this... So this is just a character.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this has an elaborate backstory to it as well. You guys must smoke either a lot of pot or just very, very creative. Or maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? Yeah.
No, what?
I don't know about that, and I'm too good for drugs.
Good for you, man. As I take a big swig of wine. Who needs them?
Yeah, pass it. Pass
yeah.
It, pass it around.
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I guess that's kind of rude.
No, I mean...
It's a Winking Owl. It's from Aldi. It's $2 a bottle. And it's actually pretty tasty. It doesn't taste like, you know,
you
super
beat
disgusting.
The Rolling Oats $3.99.
Yes.
You found $2 wine.
$2 wine. I even beat Walmart.
You know, the fun fact about Aldi is Aldi owns Trader Joe's.
Really?
Really.
I did not know that.
Yeah. That ain't no...
Well, I can't say that here, but they're Aldi's huge. I mean, they're all over the world. So the same stuff you're buying at Trader Joe's is just rebadged Aldi stuff. These are the same distributors and all the Trader Joe's stuff.
I can believe it because... It
makes sense when you
yeah,
all brands.
Some stuff from Aldi I will not buy, but they have some stuff that is pretty good. I get goat cheese from there and crackers. Crackers are good as heck.
Like herb
and then
goat
the goat cheese.
Like a fancy spice.
It's honey.
Very nice.
The honey goat cheese is really good on crackers. I eat that for dinner.
I'm excited. I'm excited to try the honey goat cheese. I know you don't have it here, but I'm going to make it somewhere.
I actually might have some.
Well, it's. I'm not trying to be that guy.
I'll let you have. I got crackers.
That's
in
his
the,
dinner.
The,
don't eat the man's
I'm not trying
dinner.
To eat your dinner.
No, man.
Crackers and cheese.
I want to share the wealth.
No. That's just. That's a good idea. Lately, there's been a lot of goat cheese in the house, and our roommate Alex has been making these chicken sandwiches. And they have goat cheese on it. He like fries no breading. He just like kind of fries the chicken. It's like onion and this
a little bit of mayo. Right?
It's a fancy name for the mayo. It's like it's
like a Chipotle mayo or a Dijon
has a special name.
Veganaise.
It's not a mayonnaise naze. It's like Häagen-Dazs sauce. What the.
Hollandaise
there
sauce.
We go. That's it. Bam.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what hollandaise sauce
it's
is.
It's magical.
But yeah. It's stuff that they put on top of the eggs, like for Eggs Benedict and stuff. I do know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's what he told me he put on it. Maybe I was misinformed.
And he got this from Aldi.
No, it's just talking about good food. It was the goat cheese. The goat cheese was the connection.
Yeah.
He's been putting goat cheese on it when he cooks it. And that's just...
It's good stuff, man. Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
And you can get like a tube of it at Aldi for $1.99.
Goat really? Cheese aged is really good, too. Like,
I don't know about that.
You know, go into Mazzaro's, get a little Midnight Moon. It's aged goat cheese.
Mm. I guess that makes sense because you can pretty much age any cheese, I guess.
All cheese is aged milk.
Yeah, that's
from
true.
From animals' teats.
That's fair enough. You know, I've never been to Mazzaro's, and I've lived here
I used
for
to work
pretty
there.
Much
Oof.
Forever.
Too much.
Didn't
too
like
much.
It. Too much Mazzaro's for...
Took too much.
I went there a couple times to grab a sandwich on like a Saturday at like 3 p.m.
Oh, that's the worst time.
Nope. But they're not even open.
Really?
That's right. They close at 2.
2.
3.
Yeah,
Why
I'm ready
do
to
I
get.
Still know this?
I'm ready to get in a sandwich at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. That's my
That's
sandwich
a good
time.
Sandwich
you know,
time. That's a decent time. To
yeah,
be getting a sandwich.
You know, I'm not getting up until you know noon.
Yeah.
Then you know, have a light like a Cliff Bar or
there
something, and then you have ready for a sandwich at 3.
Just gotta save the crackers and the cheese for dessert.
Yes,
you know,
for later
for
on
dinner,
in the eve.
And dessert.
Have some Winking Owl cab and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. So okay. So enough silly talk or whatever you want to call it. And I guess were we going to do business talk as opposed to? That sounds almost worse. So Dane is in Sonic Graffiti. You just played Don't Stop St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. How did that go?
Yeah, me and Tyler both. We just did it. We had some homies come in from Miami. A band called the Gunhoes.
And the Plastic Pinks.
Yeah, and the Plastic Pinks. And it's real sweet because when we go over there, they take care of us and always goes really good. And so when they come to St. Pete, we like to...
And they played the
time.
They played the festival too?
Mm-hmm, they played Don't Stop too. And it was great. We, Plastic Pinks, Archaic Interest, and Sonic, we all played the Foo Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Close, almost, you know, in the same kind of time period. But it was great, man. That place was packed.
Yeah,
I heard it was a good one. I had tickets to go, but I got sick.
Oh, bummer!
The day of, so I ended up not being able to make it out. And I kind of feel like how old guys are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
How old do I look?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you got to be like 22?
Ooh, even baby, 24.
24. All right.
Yeah, I'm 22.
22.
Yeah.
You're roll, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't tell you're giving me eyes like I might be lying, but I could be telling the truth, and I would say, you know, 22 is
sure.
Okay, we'll roll with 22.
Okay. Let's say we're both 23. Let's meet
in the middle.
There you go. 23 is a good number.
I like that. I'm not that old, but I'm going to be 30 in next month.
Oh, cool.
I kind of feel I kind of feel like I'm too old to do the stand in a small room. I'm a big guy, you know. I don't like to be squinched, and I saw like pictures from the Bend, and everyone was like squished in there, and everyone looked like they were having a good time. But as I looked at that room, I was like, I'd hate this.
You
I'm
have any
glad
of those
I didn't go.
Fetishes where you like people brushing up against your shoulders?
No, I don't like to be touched at all. Generally,
I mean, I'm 27, and it's like that's real talk. And I mean, it's weird because there's a conundrum about going out and going to see the Gunhoes and experiencing that was amazing.
Yeah,
that was really cool, but. Seeing But as far as like the crowd show is a show and a good crowd is different versus going to a bar and it's free, it's packed. You're at a nightclub and it's packed and there's always people there and they don't know and they don't care and they don't have any real formulation about what's going on. They're talking about nothing really of any sort of, it gets really, you know, you don't want to, be there. What do you do? Talk to somebody about the Ebola outbreak? Hey, man. So yeah, like 4,000 people are dead in Liberia, Sierra Leone.
What are you talking about?
And you're like, really? Just take this bottle and repeatedly you can smash me in the face with it because I'm the only one here apparently who's paying any attention, knowing everything's going to hell, and I can't stand it.
Yeah, but isn't that what people go to shows for? So they don't have to think about Ebola for a little while or whatever's going on.
We're
talking
two different things. It's also that's being involved more in this participant visual and like a creative thing versus going out to drown my misery in Boilermakers or I want to socialize to meet new people or something like that, which don't get me wrong is great, but I mean, it's not centered around anything other than drinking. There's no other benefit. Whereas when you're going to a show, you're going to a show to be there. The alcohol, if it happens to have to be at the venue, whether it be an all ages, non-alcoholic event, or, you know, a bar, the alcohol should definitely not be the priority of being there.
Yeah, and I feel like the shows aren't. And, like, take Don't Stop for an example. Like, when we all played, like, the crowd, yeah, it was really packed. But, like, mm-hmm. it was a very shared, communal way. You know what I mean? Like, there's no tension or no fighting or pushing. Everyone was just like getting down and boogieing, getting their groove on. And so you almost, it's like being in New York City. You're almost so surrounded that you feel alone or you feel a part of something greater. So you take solace in that. So that's what I would say is the thing about shows that inspires me.
Yeah. How long have you guys been playing together as a band?
Sonic Graffiti has been playing for a little over a year and a half now.
That's it? I thought you guys were you got quite on a roll now. Jeez, for a year and a half?
Yeah, we always are jamming though and playing with as many different people, like even a little bit before we did this and whatnot, you know, we're always making music. But yeah.
Yeah, I met you through Mike, who I used to live with.
That's right.
And were you over here all the time when I think Archaic Interest was recording their first?
I know.
I was there a lot. I was probably in like 5 bands at the time, and just recorded everything with them, and you know, not all of it came out so well, but like it was a very good learning experience.
Oh, definitely. I always find it amazing that. Like, it's hard enough to do something on your own, let alone when you have guys who are able to stay together and practice, or girls, whoever, mm-hmm. people, able to practice, get together, play shows, and not have anything happen where, like, I can't show up this day, I can't play this date. Have you run into any kind of things like that, you know, in your 10 years in these bands?
Oh, yeah. That actually... there's a saga of different people and, you know, for better, or for worse, you know, you find yourself after doing it for quite a while, you know, it's like you kind of stick with the same people after a while and you just find yourself rearranging the same people in different groups to make different bands. It's all the same people.
It's a little bit easier when I play with Drew and I live with Drew, you know, twin brother.
Uh-huh.
And then so we just got to like get together and wrangle up Trevor, find him in the bush, and bring him to practice because
Trevor doesn't. He's just not there. So we called Trevor.
No, he's coming. He's coming.
Any minute now.
Did you call him? I thought you called him. Oh, where's Trevor? Like,
what does Trevor do in the band?
Trevor is our drummer, our ambassador of rhythm.
Have I met Trevor?
I don't know.
I may have.
You may
have. The name kind of sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Was he over here with
no,
you guys?
No,
no,
man.
That was too early?
Pre-Trevor days, man.
All right, on. So I guess you joined Archaic, Tyler, later. You were kind of a new addition.
Now I've been in the band for
a while now. As long as I've been in Sonic Graffiti.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
I want to say. You,
it's
at,
funny
because
Rod and Tyler, Rod, who we also...
Rod as well, yeah.
Lives with, he's the bassist for Archaic. They joined Archaic Interest right when me, Drew, and Trevor joined and made a band and became Sonic Graffiti. So it's been this like thing to see as it goes.
This development, yeah.
So Sonic Graffiti has had the same lineup for a year and a half. You don't see any changes to that coming. It's going to be just you three dudes or...
Yeah, I always tell people it's like it's also like a Wu-Tang thing. You know, there's like 9 people in Wu-Tang, but they got like 150 affiliates and whatnot. Like, we always have people here and there sporadically play with us or do a song here. Like, at Don't Stop, John Erian, our soul brother, played harmonica. And we've had people like Natalia and Eliana come and sing, and Jasmine play guitar and just all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, just leave it open like that. But I don't see the initial clan breaking up.
But is it a whole record, do you call it, or do you just call it an EP, the one that's up on the Bandcamp?
We got our LP, our long play, on there for now. We're going to take it off soon, though, and then it's going to come out.
When did you release that?
We just kind of released it, like, online on the Hush Hush for everyone's paying attention maybe a couple months ago. Just so it's there and people can have it and listen to it and do whatever they want.
Have you, I guess tell people where they can find that, number one, if they want to check you out. Let me look for you. I had it up a second ago.
Facebook.com/ SON.
It is.
Tell me.
SonicGraffiti.bandcamp.com. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
How did you not remember?
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I give it the right info. I hear you. So did you played, Tyler, you played with Archaic at Don't Stop St. Pete as well?
Yes, sir.
And where did you grow up in St. Pete area? Where are you from?
No, sir.
Where are you from?
I'm from a land far, far, far away. It's over...
over the bridge.
Quite far over the bridge. It's called Tampa.
Oh, man.
Yeah, everybody does that.
I've heard of this place.
Oh, God, that place.
I had to drive over there to go to the mall, actually,
sorry,
the other
very
day.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
And it was rough. It was rough.
It's 2 for 2.
There's some really nice people in Tampa. There really are.
Not at the mall. There's no nice people.
Sometimes the nice people there, I've known them to go to the mall, but they're still nice. And Tampa's cool. It's just if you're trying to be in a live band or you want to hang out with other people who are really doing that, you kind of wind up moving to St. Pete. I don't know how to describe it. It just sort of happened.
It's interesting that you say that because I was trying to, I don't remember who I was talking to, but we were trying to have a debate over what has the better music scene in general. And I think a couple years ago, people might have said Tampa, but I think nowadays people are starting to make the move over to St. Pete. What do you guys think?
I think the Bay Area as a whole isn't.
Too small, all one in the same. Maybe because I'm exposed to St. Pete more, obviously, than Tampa. I feel like there are some heavy DIY ethics sprinkled around this
There's
area,
problems with
which
Saint
is
Pete.
Really cool.
There's what?
There's problems with St. Pete. St. Pete's no paradise. I mean, Tampa's got its problems too. St. Pete's got problems. New York's got its problems.
Oh yeah, well, everywhere's got
its problems. I mean,
well, explain. What do you mean by problems?
Oh man, there's no good Cuban coffee spots. I can just like go in, get my special. There's this place called Mi Pueblo in Tampa. Go in, $5.95, 2 pancakes, eggs, Cuban toast, bacon, cafe con leche. Out the door, you ready to rock? It is a great start of the day. And there's a lot of those little, and there's a couple 24-hour, like, you know.
So many problems in the world.
It's actually, it's about the Spanish culture. I really miss being, even though I know there is Spanish culture, I'm not saying there isn't, I'm not trying to, it's just like, you know, where I lived in Tampa, that's something I do miss is those, that part, but that's something I couldn't take and transplant. So that isn't really a St. Pete problem, actually. Let me rephrase that. That's not really a St. Pete problem at all. There's different options.
I thought by problem I was thinking like issues with music and playing music. I didn't realize
that's a whole different St. Pete's a playground then. I mean, realistically, yeah. I mean, as far as bars being open to allowing new original bands for playing music, that's why. Because Tampa, it's at best how at best is the Market on 7th. They're cool with new music.
Is that in Ybor?
Yeah, it's but it's difficult. I've never played there.
Crowbar
I've only played there
cool,
once.
The
Crowbar's
New
cool.
World.
Play Crowbar.
The Hub.
Twice.
I like the Hub. I really like the Hub.
The Hub's cool.
Is that Ybor too?
No, it's in downtown. It's the only bar. Well, unless you include Fly Bar and some yuppie Irish wannabe bar.
It seems
with flat
like
screens.
Yeah, downtown Tampa kind of clears out after 5 p.m. There's
that,
like really nothing
going
sad.
On
down there.
It's a story
it's
of white flight in the interstates and just terrible development. I mean, there's blocks of emptiness out there.
Yeah, it's creepy. At
nobody
night
lives there.
Yeah,
you can. It's not even that there's homeless. The homeless really aren't down there because there aren't any.
Yeah, they're all over here hanging out.
There's a lot of homeless in Tampa. And they're not hanging out over there, though, because there's just no money. And Tampa's very much car culture oriented. Mm-hmm. They really expanded it for cars, unlike St. Petersburg, which was blessed of being on a peninsula and kind of didn't butcher its city the same way that Tampa butchered it. And it's really sad seeing how the flows are all screwed up by the interstate, it's just really you can't get around, like they're different zones almost. It really gentrifies and it's very hard. You know, all the money is basically they've like gerrymandered it all, and you know, they're all like living in certain areas. And
it's interesting though that downtown Tampa, oh, I gotta do this too, I forgot. If you're just joining us, I'm here with Dane from Sonic Graffiti and Tyler.
Hello.
From Archaic Interest. I have to do this every 10 minutes for broadcast purposes. For a podcast, I don't really have to do this.
Yeah, whatever. We get it.
But
all right,
for airtime.
We got
to
do it.
I got you.
Sorry, yeah, sorry. So I'm still getting used to this, too, and learning. I feel like doing that totally breaks up the conversation, though, so I hate doing it. See, now we're back. Anyways, downtown Tampa, like downtown St. Pete, people live in, but I guess downtown St. Pete doesn't have quite the business sector that downtown Tampa
St. Pete is just small.
Well,
Ybor City is very small.
It's about as big as Ybor City.
I know it's small, but what I'm saying too
is there's not a lot of nightclubs. It doesn't have the nightclubs that Ybor has. But as far as like, you know, I mean, Ybor City realistically is only in the span of like maybe like 6 blocks.
But,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I'm just saying, like, business-wise, there isn't a lot of commerce in St. Petersburg other than restaurants and bars. So it's kind of like this is where people live down here, and there's not really... I don't know if there's not many places to live in downtown Tampa or why...
Downtown Tampa, no. It's a dead zone unless you got money to live in a condo. And
so they do have places to live. It's just
the
expensive.
Element and Sky Point and a couple other new developments. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I mean, why would you even want to live there at that point?
The view is beautiful. You can see the sunshine skyway from the top. It's nice.
Yeah, but you could come see... You know,
you could.
Skyway, I could probably get on my roof and see the skyway.
I mean, if you look at pictures of downtown Tampa, you know, circa like, you know, 1930, it's a completely different place.
Yeah.
It's utterly different. I mean, everybody lived down there. I mean, there's two tracks of streetcars running up and down Franklin. A beautiful, bustling, thriving metropolis. But, yeah, you had that urban decay in the 60s and that shift towards wanting to go to malls and big box shopping. And for some reason, most people just really buy into that sort of lifestyle, and which is all well and good. It's very easy to do. And
did you play in bands in Tampa?
Yep.
What, any of note?
Nope.
No. Just kind of played in the garage type thing?
Totally.
And how did you meet these guys, the St. Pete? Because you guys have a little, Dane, you have like a crew of friends that all play music. And
crew
and,
of hooligans, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you come across these fellas?
I remember, man, it was so long ago, it feels now. I remember the first, like, real two times I met Tyler. One was at Jeff's apartment, just shooting the bits, you know what I mean? Just talking and getting down. And then I had a horrendous day at work, man. This was a while ago. Bad day. made some bad choices, did some, took some bad things.
Is this Mazzaro's?
I don't know. But, and I was just like so down, and I hung out with Tyler and Jimmy because Tyler was just subbing in on drums for Archaic Interest. Mm-hmm. He wasn't even playing drums yet. They played the Rambling Rose when it was just one shop right next to Star Booty during the day. And then I went with Tyler to Tampa. Archaic was playing the Crowbar. And you, like, took me to this weird... The Green Store.
The Green Store.
You took me to the
Tampa.
Green Store. And I was just so down. And Tyler was just, like, bouncing up and down and talking to all these people. And, like, get this. Do it like that. And I... Oh, man. And we...
Yeah. White rice, black beans, raw onions on top, two pieces of Cuban bread. And then they have
this pulled
fruit. It's, like, marinated, like, all day. It's the best.
Man.
And it's, like, $6. And you're just... It's just wad of food. It's big. It's heavy. It's, like, you hold this and you're, like... There's a solid, like, 3 pounds of food in my hands.
Are you, would you consider yourself a foodie? I
not
hate
at all.
That term. That is the worst word.
Foodies, so, foodies wouldn't eat where I eat.
What's that?
Foodies wouldn't eat where I eat. They wouldn't eat a Green Store. They would freak out at Green Store.
Yeah,
they
would.
They would flip. Yeah,
they
no
would.
Way.
No way.
Just because it's, like, dirty or something?
Totally.
Yeah.
They're
it's
not
just
about
a little
that.
Little limey grimy it's, in a good way.
In a total good way. It's total, like, everybody's like, it's very, it's very blue collar and, like, you know, the guys, everybody in there's like, is in the Air Force, Army, or, like,
good lads,
construction
then.
Worker. Yeah.
Army in the Air Force?
It's,
thank
I live
you,
right
lads.
Next to the Air Force Base. It was, like, right next to the Air Force Base. I mean,
and MacDill?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's
yeah,
probably
your
only
little
Air Force
house
Base.
When we went back to your house after the show, went to the Green, I got out of my funk.
I remember this
store.
Now.
I remember this so well.
It's like,
so well.
Green Store.
went to the Crowbar. Bucket full.
Beers, yeah, it was the PBR.
Beers.
It was a beach night with sponsored by PBR. I remember what it was called, PBR and R. That's what it was called, PBR and R. It
really?
Was, yeah, it was a band called Tidal Wave, which still is out and about doing stuff.
Local
yeah.
Tampa folks?
No, they're from Orlando.
Oh, okay.
It was us and.
Beach Day? Or wasn't Beach Day?
Was it Beach Day?
I don't know. It just sounds familiar to me. That beach. I don't know though.
They weren't big at all at the time. I don't remember who else we played with.
I don't
and
either.
It that was fun. That was a fun time.
Do
that
you guys
cool.
Tour as bands? Like go out as far as not just to Tampa or even Orlando. Like do you go? Have you been on like a
Sonic
statewide?
Has done a few little.
We haven't left.
Has done a few little spurts of Florida. We last year we went up Florida, played New Orleans, and did South by.
Did you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's cool. How did you manage to make that happen?
Some dude who worked for South By was in Miami and went to Tampa or something and went to St. Pete. And he was at the Benz and we played the Benz. And he's like, I want you guys to come up and play South By.
That's awesome.
On this date.
When
for
was that?
This showcase. This was last year. This was last March? March? Something like that.
So that was 2013.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that?
It was last year. It was 2013, yeah.
Did you, how did they run that? Did you have to make your own accommodations? And they probably didn't
we
put you up anywhere?
We just did it so last minute. We rented a van real quick, because we did it with Selectric, another band. And this girl we went with, Jasmine, who plays an article and Selectric, we went with her. And her dad, like, works at some hotel company or something, or works at a hotel, so he was able to get us like a really cheap hotel.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
On our way
yeah.
there. I wouldn't mind sleeping in the van though. But
shower's nice.
Just
though,
last
man.
Minute, just did it all last minute. You know what I mean?
Was it just like one night, like you played and then came back?
One night, I think played in Tampa and then rested and then I drove all the way. I was like 40 minutes shy of New Orleans. I couldn't do it from St. Pete to like 40 minutes outside New Orleans. And I crashed. I drove all night. And then Trevor drove to New Orleans. And then we spent the day there. Then we played a show in New Orleans. And then we left that night and played South By the next day.
How did you book the show in New Orleans?
Drew called every bar and was just like, yo, we're on our way to South By. We need just a show. Just get us anyone. And we got this place. Any bands listening? Bank Street Bar, great place to book in New Orleans. And our deal was that they had a show starting at 10, so we played from like 8 to 10 right before the show. And we played for tips, man, and people, we made it, you know.
Was it a weekend?
I think it was Saturday.
Oh, that's a good night. Yeah. And yeah, just on your way and they were able to book you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so just putting in the man work and just, I found in my life recently that if you want something, you just kind of ask for it if somebody can help you. And the worst that you'll get is no, but you could get a yes. You know, so that's kind of cool. You just went out there and made
just
a phone call.
Yeah, and just going out there and just trying to do things. Like, I don't know, like we play a lot around town. Sometimes some people be confused by this phenomenon of playing music a lot. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
darndest
really crazy.
Thing.
The darndest thing. Still, oh my lordy. But we play all the time or almost every week just because we like to play music, you know, so we don't freak out, you know, walking down the street, rather freak out once a week somewhere. But it's just trying, you know, consistently doing it and doing what you love and trying real hard at it. Yeah. And that it's only because we played so much that guy from the Benz that was there that one night saw us and that, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Have you guys always kind of been musical since you were kids? Like, you know, or did you pick it up later kind of in life?
Drums are later, music, yes. Yeah, it was hard listening to Buddy Holly when I was five.
Oh, really? Oh,
Buddy Holly's everything.
Nice. Yeah, right on.
Buddy Holly's, and... But yeah, it's that wonderful ride of music. Drums weren't cool, so I moved out.
I feel like I came late. Like, I was, like, in high school, freshman, and I, like, listened to this kid in my science class, ecology, I think it was. No, it wasn't ecology. Whatever it was. Biology.
Some sort of science.
Yeah, some ecology. But he showed me Operation Ivy, and he showed me The Velvet Underground all within the same week. So that was like a very like crazy week for me. And that you just go further down the rabbit hole from listening to two bands like that.
Did you guys, so you picked it up in high school, probably both of you playing instruments?
Yeah, I picked up a bass, I think senior year.
Senior year, and Tyler, you're shaking your head. It came even later for you?
It was later, yeah. I mean, I played the tom-tom for the drum and bugle corps in ROTC.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't really count. I wasn't rocking and rolling.
But, you mean you kind of learned some things and probably picked up a love for, you know...
No, it wasn't until I was catting Rod, and I was actually going to go join the Air Force. And because I want to get out of Tampa, like all the kids in Tampa pretty much want to do. Or I don't know, they want to get married, some of them, but some want to do drugs, ruin their lives with drugs.
Yeah.
But no, Rob was like, you can keep a beat. You want to play the drums? And I was like, I've never played the drums before. And yeah, it was 7 years ago now.
Wow. So you're in your 20s by the time you picked it. You're 27. Yeah. So, geez. I have a guitar. I own one. And sometimes I'll play around with it. And I remember I took lessons in high school. And I got to a point where I just couldn't get any better. I've gotten as good as I can. And I think what it is, I think it's a left brain, right brain issue.
You know what I think it is even more? I think what always, or at least helped me get good fast, because after high school, I didn't play until I met my friend Doc. And then I met Dylan through Doc, and I met Jeff through Doc, and I started playing all the time again. Jeff and all them, they were in Archaic, was playing with people. But I think the more you play with different people and get put on the spot, I think it like accelerates. Yeah, playing in general.
I mean, if you play like, we had a cat who was sleeping on our couch.
This a person cat or a literally
a person,
animal?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, a human being who was sleeping on our couch, and this guy picked up the guitar. He'd never played the guitar. I mean. He didn't play the guitar. You know who I'm talking about. And he went and kept playing and playing. And after 3 months, he's playing the 12-bar blues. Because he sat around in the hallway for 3 months and bothered the other guys who are going to work
Let me ask you this: were you guys good at math in school?
No,
I was always rotten at math in school.
Really?
I really was.
Because I have a buddy who's my friend Josh, and he never took lessons, and he's one of the best guitar players ever. He's one of those guys. It was really obnoxious because I used to play with him. He used to try to teach me how to play and stuff, but it was almost like too encompassing for me because he would like. It made it look so easy. He would listen to a song and then start to play it, and I would just be like, "Man, F you, man." I mean, in my head, like, cause just because he made it look so easy. But he was an engineer, so I had a theory that you had to be good at, like, you know.
You just have really good rhythm.
Yeah, I don't have that either. I'm not. I don't have any rhythm. So maybe that's
something can't be taught.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it can. I guess you can find it. One can find rhythm.
Yeah, I think it's got to be found more.
I don't know how. How to describe it.
I can do...
It's a groove!
It's a pattern thing. I was good at geometry, though. I was great at geometry.
See, that's math, though. That's what I'm saying, yeah. And you were the same way, Dane?
When we got to the geometry segments in school, I'd be like, oh, yes, the shapes. Like, all right, I got this. Enough of the numbers and letters
See,
all mixed
that's
around.
What I'm talking about. That's what it is,
that's
I'm telling you.
That's more my style, the yep. shapes. Yep. Know, the polygons.
It's a left brain, right brain thing. I have other talents and things that I'm good at. But
I broke my left brain.
It's broken. Put that thing in a cast, man. But yeah, that's what it is, I think. It's something mathematical. I was never good at any math or anything like
there
that.
There is, of course, there's a mathematics to music. You
Absolutely,
know,
yeah, that's what it is.
It is mathematics, but there's also
Rocking
an
out.
Emotional aspect to it. I like the quote that John Frusciante, who played guitar in Chili Peppers, said, was that when your technical side of playing an instrument supersedes your emotional, something is lost. And I agree with that. And
I dig it.
I always related, and I feel like I can sense emotional players versus technical players.
It's certainly
I find that more valuable as the emotion.
Sure, and it certainly is a form of art, you know what I mean? And some people paint pictures and other people can paint you know, with their sounds, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing. So speaking of the Chili Peppers, is that kind of a big influence on you? And who are your guys' kind of influences?
Influences for me? Yeah, I liked the Chili Peppers when I was a little kid. But it's one of those things like, all right, you like the Chili Peppers? So see who they like. And you go into like the Meters and like Funkadelic
mm-hmm.
and Sly and the Family Stone and Bad Brains and things like that. And I don't know, I like a lot things from like Charles Mingus to like Social Distortion. I don't know, anything, I don't know.
Not just
all
not
kinds
a,
of stuff. There's no, that's what's so beautiful about music, you know what
and
I mean?
Do you think that's kind of like, where would you put Sonic Graffiti at as far as a genre, you know? Do you label it or?
I'd say it's a weird blues. Some form of blues.
Doesn't rock and roll inherently come from blues?
Yeah.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
that's always what I've heard. I guess it all kind of pulls from
it,
that.
If America hadn't happened, none of it would have happened. It's
yeah.
just a melting pot of...
America is the best at pretty much everything, I would say. The originators of a cultural revolution.
Yeah,
you know, you
I mean,
got the
we're good at
blues,
screwing stuff
jazz,
up,
bebop, hip hop. You
yeah.
know, such a lineage with yeah. America where these things come from, and different musics would sound like different things. Like down in the Delta, the blues would have like a more percussive sense to it, and different play. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. so interesting to see the regional differences in sound and how that. Spreads on.
I think the only thing that Europe has the advantage in even now is painters and artists, visual artists. But other than that, I think America's got the lockdown on pretty much every other art form.
I think the planet Earth has got it locked down.
Yeah.
We're all together, man. Yeah, all right, what about...
Because Nancy Transit from
Austria,
man, they got it locked down. There's a band that stayed with us for a week that Rod knew.
They'll rip out your spine,
yeah.
ram it into your stomach. Good, that's pretty insane.
They were tight.
All right, Woo. That's a bit much, but they're pretty fun.
Well, we already got to wrap it up already. Time goes by pretty. I know it goes by fast. So, what? Tell me about some places that you're gonna play, and then I'm gonna play a Sonic Graffiti song to play us out.
All right, Sonic Graffiti is playing November 8th at St. Pete for Day of the Dead Fest. November 15th at the Hub. November 23rd at New World Brewery with Pujol, that band from Tennessee, I think on Third Man or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then November 28th, the Cock and Bull.
Where's that?
That is in Sarasota. That is Ooh. A weird place. That is a weird
is it?
Place, yeah. But we're doing it.
Right on. Hell yeah. Oh, what about Tyler, you got any archaic interest dates?
Yeah, we got a few days coming up. And I think I'm forgetting something here. But what I have right
if
now...
You, I'll tell you what, if you send it to me later, I'll put it up on my...
cool.
The page, my page, and the Radio St. Pete
Make
stuff.
Things happen. As far as what I know, it's booked. There's a house party for those who know, and it's going to be at our house. And you can definitely come on down.
Right on. Is that this Saturday?
B-Y-O-B.
Yes. That's the 25th. It's the 25th. And that'll be fun. And there's... Actually, I'm in another band here. And this shirt was made before the band existed, but the band name's funny, isn't it?
Johnny Mile and the Kilometers. I like it. Kind of that mathematical Ooh. Thing that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going for more of a fact because we're like miles away. See, it's happy.
I gotcha.
We're playing at the Bloom Gallery at an event called Halloween. Yeah.
Is that this Saturday, too?
That's, no. That's going to be Thursday the 30th. It goes on through the 31st. Which on the 31st, you actually catch Johnny Mile and the Kilometers, and I don't even know what other rock and roll Wazowitz we're going to have, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right on. And that's at Bloom Gallery?
Yeah.
That's on 5th Avenue North up near Dr. MLK, right?
Yeah, it's right there. Right there. 5th Avenue MLK, actually, yeah. And it's next to the Goodyear Tire Shop.
Right on. All right, boys, thanks for coming in. You have to come back someday.
Wait,
you.
On Halloween, though. Halloween, this is the one that we're worth remembering. The bands, and we're playing with a one-time appearance. I hope maybe again, but I don't know. I'd come see it. The Black Roses,
maybe nice. That's right here. That's
yeah,
right here.
With our
word
with
on the
us,
street.
Us, our archaic guys.
Very nice. Well, guys, thanks again for coming in. You'll come back sometime,
yes.
And I'm gonna play us out with Sonic Graffiti. Next homemade broadcast stand-up open mic is November 11th, and that's at Sly Bar, same place, 2061 Central. More about that later. Here is Sonic Graffiti with Insomniac Dreams. See you later.